The signal was a pistol shot. As the sound rang out, a group of conspirators stormed Lisbon's Ribera Palace, the seat of power and the home of the Viceroy. It was an incredibly risky enterprise. The few conspirators were pitted against the might of the Habsburgs, the most powerful dynasty Europe had ever seen. They demanded both an end to Spanish rule and a new king. The new king they called for was a shy man who had spent most of his life buried in the countryside and had no experience of politics. His name was João, Duke of Braganza. João's daughter, Catherine, was 2 years old when the revolution began. She was not born Infanta, Princess of Portugal, but into the risky business of would-be royalty in imminent civil war. Her childhood was one of plots, assassins, and the whispered legend of a hidden king who had come forth to solve the nation's ills. While she may not have been born an Infanta, however, she was a daughter of Portugal's wealthiest and most powerful aristocratic house. The Braganzas were responsible for around 80,000 vassals and owned over a third of Portugal's land. They were also royalty with a significant claim to the throne. To understand the Braganza claim, we need to travel a little in time and space.